McDonald's softball is on the air.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Spring Sports on WOGO Radio and the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. I'm
WOGO
Caleb Swenson, soon to be joined by April Newton with Carter Jagger back in the WOGO studios in Halley.
It's new host Chris Segal.
Mr. Sam Adderley, the birthday boy tomorrow, is going to be our camera operator live here at Jerry Hagan Field in Altoona, site of this Western Cloverbelt Conference contest. In fact, not a Cloverbelt Conference contest anymore. Two former conference foes, the Altoona Lady Railroaders and your McDonald Lady Max. But now, of course, these two teams in separate conferences, Altoona out of the middle border, they're 1-0. They went down to La Crosse Logan and drubbed them 14-3 yesterday. McDonald, this is their season opener. Home opener will be on Monday. We'll have that game for you here on WOGO as well. We'll step out, take a quick break. We have interviews with both head coaches coming up as well. It's great to be back to spring sports. Good to have you with us here on WOGO. Back in 2 minutes.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
British Army of the late Victorian age, because although Churchill leads the West to victory in
Welcome
World
back
War
to McDonald Lady Max softball pregame here on WOGO Radio, the all-new WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. On the road here, beautiful Jerry Hagan Field in Altoona, here with Coach Jeff Heath of Altoona. Coach, 1-0 on the season. You played last night. Had a long road trip for that. Now back on the home field. What'd you see in the girls last night that you liked?
We had a no-quit attitude. We stayed after them and we finished. instead of letting someone finish us.
Can field
14 runs on underway, the board always have to be happy when the bats are coming alive early on in a season.
Absolutely. We work very hard at our hitting, and it's starting to show. And so it's a long season. Well, there'll be ups and downs, and we're going to work through them.
What do you see in this year's McDonald team, your opponent? Of course, non-conference now, but they're a quality program.
They are. How far did they get last year? I heard they were almost a state.
And they wanted to go off to India.
That's great success. I know they always bring it. They always bring it whenever I've seen them play.
What would you say is the next step that you want to see your team take today and in the game following?
And just togetherness and continue to pull for each other. And we're working on it. And
exactly,
we have a lot of speed, and we want to put it to use.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We're looking forward to it. It's great to be back to softball.
Yes, thank you. It is.
Head Coach Heath of Altoona back after this with Coach Ruff of the Lady Macs. This is McDonald Lady Macs Softball on WOGO Sports.
Washington, D.C. You may not know that, but they do. They are the new Ivy League. If your kid hadn't figured out where to go to college yet and they're smart and they're willing to work, have them go look.
We'll take a two-minute break here on WOGO. We'll see if we can get these audio issues figured out. Again, first game of the spring sports season, so bear with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
McDonald's softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Macs is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. And now the Lady Max pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Chris Malika.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
We're getting things figured out here, we hope, on WOGO Sports. Let's hear from the head coach of your McDonald Lady Macs. New WOGO Sports video stream on YouTube. It's the season opener for your Chippewa Falls McDonald Lady Macs under the direction of new head coach Rick Ruff. They are here on the road at Altoona. And coach, first, of course, welcome as head coach here. And I know you've been part of this program for a long time. And now in the captain's chair here, what are you seeing with this year's team?
I've seen a team that really likes to work hard. They appreciate each other. They appreciate the efforts that each one is putting out for the other.
No, we were just talking about this off the air with some seniors on senior trip. You've got six sophomores in the starting lineup. But, I mean, we saw this in basketball. There's a lot of talent in that sophomore class.
There is. The biggest thing about the sophomore class is they continue to work hard. They're not happy with where they're at. They continue to grow.
What do you think is going to need to be the biggest jump from last year's team to this year? Obviously, some big bats lost, but Katie Ruff, who was a phenomenal pitcher, you've got Kelsey Bremnes, who got some action but not a ton last year.
Yeah, Kelsey got enough action to know where we sit. She's going to throw a strike. She's going to make them put the ball in play, and we're going to play better defense than we have in the past.
Offensively, where do you think you are? I mean, maybe we don't know until we actually see.
Yeah, offensively, bats are usually the thing that wake up the latest. We'll see how it goes. I'm hopeful that they'll come alive.
And again, these first few practices, you mentioned, hey, a hardworking team. What do you say, hey, this is where I'm seeing the biggest room for improvement, and this is where we already are feeling like we're pretty talented?
Well, we started with the things that we were doing wrong last year. Base running and sliding is still on the top of the agenda.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward if you've got a moment. We're looking forward to talking about a Lady Max win, hopefully.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Rick Ruff of McDonald Lady Max. We continue Lady Max softball pregame on WOGO Sports.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back. Lady Max softball here on WOGO Sports, edging closer and closer to game start. Caleb Swenson, I'll be joined by April Newton. Again, this game got moved up half an hour, maybe even 40 minutes or so faster than it was originally supposed to be at 5 o'clock. So, again, we are a little bit in scramble mode here, but bear with us again as we are honored to be on our new WOGO Sports Live video stream and also on the radio on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Both teams getting a chance to warm up. Coach Jeff Heath hitting some flies right now to his outfield as, again, with some possible weather pending here, both coaches just wanted to make sure that we can get this game in and get the kids a chance to play. We'll step out for another 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports, again recognizing the great sponsors making these broadcasts possible, and we'll get closer to game time in two on WOGO.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson joined by April Newton, and we'll see if we can get both of us in the camera shot here, April. And look, we even have a little graphic for both of us as well, too. So again, we're live on YouTube and on Facebook. And again, you were just saying off the air, what happened to the warm weather? It just disappeared, but you know what? What can we expect for March and softball? It's just it's Wisconsin softball in March, and that's just what happens.
Softball for sure. You never know what to expect.
Yeah. So again, we're looking forward to as far as expectations for this McDonald team. Of course, you lost a phenomenal pitcher in Katie Ruff.
Mm-hmm.
You had Kelsey Bremnes, who came in relief and doubleheaders and things like that last year. Kelsey, incredibly talented, but again, as far as just number of innings pitched, didn't get nearly as many as Katie did last year, and so it's certainly going to be a growth opportunity here.
Yeah, they were definitely senior heavy last year, and they're younger this year. But the young players, I think, are really going to step up and do good things for McDonald.
Well, we are looking forward to seeing, again, what this sophomore class can do, especially we've got in the starting lineup because there's some kids on senior trip. We've got six sophomores in the starting lineup, two juniors and one senior. And so, again, a chance for the youngsters to get even more action here.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I mean, it's a non-conference, or is this considered conference?
It's non-conference because Altoona's middle border, though I already made that mistake. So.
Yeah.
But, again, yeah, good non-conference game. Altoona has one game under their belt already. Again, won 14-3, went all the way down to La Crosse Logan and won that game, too. And Coach Heath kind of mentioned, well, maybe not facing the strongest pitching in that game. Mm-hmm. But certainly, I mean, when your bats are hot first game of the season, that's something you can hang your hat on.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, anytime you can get outside on the dirt in March is amazing. And, like, at-bats are just crucial.
Absolutely. We're going to take another two-minute timeout here on WOGO. It's just about time for softball on WOGO Sports. Back in two.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball here on WOGO Sports, the live video stream on YouTube and Facebook, and also the WOGO Sports radio broadcast, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Time for now for our nation's national anthem. Time to play ball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream. Starting lineups being introduced now.
Number 7, Riley Christensen.
For the McDonald Lady Max, leading off, playing center field number 7 is Riley Christensen. The sophomore, Chloe Flanagan, junior, batting second. Number 8, playing right field, Claire Ruff. The sophomore shortstop bats third. Number 12, number 10, Kelsey Bremnes. The pitcher, number 10, the sophomore, bats cleanup. Lizzie Liebrandt behind the dish as catcher, number 9, the sophomore, batting 5th. Batting 6th, Keegan Winger. The junior third baseman, number 14, batting 7th, Olivia Wolf. The senior left fielder, number 13, Miranda Johnson. The sophomore first baseman bats 8th, number 20. And number 2 is Aaliyah Bovee, the sophomore, batting in the 9 slot for head coach Greg Ruff. She will play second base.
And batting 9th.
Now we'll get the Altoona lineup, which I will again say, first game of the season, I do not have completely written down on my sheet here. So.
And now for our Altoona Railroaders.
Got Katie Dockel.
Leading off at catcher.
Leading off the catcher.
Number four,
Katie Dockel.
Batting second.
Reese Loomis, bat second, left field, number 14. Then Breeley Gluck.
Batting third.
Shortstop, number 16.
Breeley Gluck.
Braylon Siverling, second baseman.
Second base, number 9.
Bats cleanup, number 9.
Braylon Siverling.
Nevaeh Huff is pitching today. She is number 3.
Nevaeh Huff. Batting 6th at first base, number 7, Emma Mankey.
Emma Mankey.
Playing batting 7th at third base, number 19, Aubrey Goss.
Then Aubrey Goss, number
batting
19.
Batting 8th at left field, number 5, Lily Duquesne.
Lily Duquesne bats 8th, number 5, and number 6, Kennedy Berg.
In right field, number 6,
and
Kennedy
she's playing
Berg.
Right field.
The Railroaders are coached by Jeff Heath.
And Jeff Heath is the head coach. So again, the PA may be picking up for what I lack here.
By Darren Nelson and Jerry Romanowski.
And again, we'll get everything sorted out here,
ball.
April, and it's time to play ball, and hopefully this fairly nice spring day holds.
Yeah, I hope the rain doesn't come. I At least it's semi-warm. It's better than being in the gym.
It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys of the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What would you say is a key here in this season opener for McDonald? Again, still so early. I mean, we're playing in March, but what's a key or two for the Lady Macs?
I think it's just sticking to your fundamentals. I mean, it might be some people's first time on dirt or not a lot of time on dirt, so it's just keeping your head down, keep the ball in front, and getting quality at-bats.
Again, Riley Christensen will be striding to the plate for the Lady Macs. Riley, a sophomore, number 7, playing center field. Remember, turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for 3 generations. Stelter Inc., always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. And again, in the circle for the Altoona Railroaders is Nevaeh Roth, number 3. Pitcher, Altoona in those white uniforms with the jet-black pants and the red Altoona insignia across the center. And McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms, jet black pants, the royal blue socks, the white numerals, and the gold piping.
Leading off, number 7, Riley Christensen Richardson.
And thank you to Carter Jagger back at our WOGO studios in Halley. Our audio producer, video producer on site, camera operator is Sam Aberley. First pitch and dribbled towards second, throw to first in time, and one away for McDonald. But Riley got contact on that first one.
Yeah, she's being aggressive throughout the plate, and it was a good pitch to go after, so she'll get one through eventually.
Chloe Flanagan, the lefty, is going to come up next for McDonald. Swings at the first pitch, swinging strike.
Lefties are always tricky because they can always slap, so you don't know if they're going to lay down a bunt or power hit.
Chloe, one of 2 juniors in this lineup. Second strike called. Chloe down 0-2, one away for McDonald. No one on. Here in this top of the first at Altoona. A little wide on pitch 3, and again, Roth works pretty quickly.
Yeah, she's up there ready to go right away, so batters are going to have to be prepared.
1-2 the count. Trying to catch the outside edge, just missed. And Chloe Flanagan will step out of the box, then step back in.
She was right
strike
there.
3 called. And that is out number 2 of the inning.
Number 12, clear, rough.
Two away is Claire Ruff. Takes one low.
It's always interesting to see how the umps have their strike zone at their first couple games of the season, trying to get back into the groove.
Ruff will pop one foul over the right field line. 1-1 the count with 2 away here for McDonald in their season opener. Good to have you with us on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Pitch whistles in for Roth. Ball 2. 2-1 the count with 2 away. Right down the middle for strike 2. And Claire has a 2-2 count. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Claire Ruff drives one past second. That's going to be a base hit as Claire will jog to first. And McDonald has a base runner aboard.
That single by Ruff brings up
number 10.
That
was a good sign when 2 out of your 3 top hitters are getting touches on the ball right away.
So 2 away but 1 on for McDonald as Claire Ruff at first. Here in this top of the first, that brings up the pitcher, Kelsey Bremnes. Number 10, the sophomore, bats from the right. Claire Ruff looking like she wanted to take a long lead there. She'll come back. Kelsey steps back into the batter's box. Ruff delivers. Strike called, caught the inside edge. Oh, no, I'll excuse myself there. 0-2 the count. I thought
it was a ball, too. Or a strike.
So 2-0 with 1 aboard and 2 away for Kelsey Bremnes, the sophomore. Popped up towards center field, playable, and caught. And that will end the inning. McDonald gets some contact, but leaves one stranded. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO. Hey, if you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director, gstewart at wwiv.com, or call 715-723-1037. What were your impressions last year of Kelsey Bremnes again in the action
that
we saw? Again, playing shortstop, has a strong arm, but certainly we saw her pitch from time to time with quite a bit of success.
Yeah, she didn't pitch a ton of innings, but the innings that she did pitch, she did great. And as a freshman, I mean, that's all you can ask for, is that she just gets innings in and more pitches done. So I think she will it's going to take her a while this year to maybe get into her groove, but then she'll get stronger every game.
So Katie Dockel, the catcher, number four, first up to the plate. First delivery a little inside, trying to catch that inner edge for Kelsey Bremnes. No score. Bottom of the first here on WOGO Radio on the live video stream, WOGO Sports on YouTube. Popped high and foul off the right field line for strike one by Katie Dockel, the catcher.
A change of pace. Kelsey likes to take a little bit more time. She's not as quick as the Altoona pitcher.
Second delivery comes a little wide behind the dish. As here, fellow sophomore Lizzie Liebrandt, number nine. 2-1 the count. Bremnes inside. Nice when you can have that battery again, be players in the same class as well, too, just because obviously they've come up together.
Oh yeah, for sure. They're going to be friends on the mound, off the mound. It's just great all around.
3-1 count, catching the outside edge with a strike to work the count full. Dockel was getting ready to head toward first, but now we've got a full count. Delivering line drive right up the middle. It'll bounce right in front of Riley Christensen in center field, and a base hit, one aboard for Altoona. And again, they put up 14 runs yesterday, and their bats had come alive very early.
Yeah, that was a strong hit, strong leadoff. But, you know, McDonald has a tough defense, so they'll get put to work today.
Reese Loomis, she's a left-handed batting left fielder, number 14. As the runner takes off, Lizzie Liebrandt, the throw to second. Little off the mark. Claire Ruff covering the bag. And advancing to second on the steal is Katie Dockel. A runner in scoring position now for the Lady Rails.
Oops, slap.
Dribbled right in front of the plate for a foul.
That's where the lefties come in. They're tricky because she went to power hit her first pitch and now she went to slap on her second. So defense just has to be on their toes.
Reese Loomis. It's two called strikes, so quickly ahead in the count here. 0-2. 1-2 is the count. with a runner at second. Back behind the plate, pitch got away, and so the runner advances to third. And Loomis now at first.
Runners at first and third for number 16, Brady Gluck.
So runners at the corners. And Breeley Gluck, the shortstop, number 16, up to the plate. Bremnes delivers. Hard contact right up the middle. Play at second. Not in time with the relay to first. One run is in for Altoona. Runner out at second.
Yeah, it's a good play for a middle infield, trying to get that second lead runner and possibly turn a double play.
Number 9,
so fielder's choice there. That'll be the first out of the inning. Runner goes. Lizzie Liebrandt throws to second. The slide is in time.
Just got under it.
So, again, the base runner is very aggressive, and Coach Jeff Heath mentioned that they've got some speed and they want to use it.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be the same for McDonald. I mean, you have Kendall, who's not here today, but they like to run as well.
Catching the outside edge. Oh, and two the count. One away, runner at second. McDonald down 1-0. Reminis delivers, popped foul. And 0-2 remain. Well, your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of the price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls and now in Rice Lake and Eau Claire.
Kelsey wanted that. She thought she had it snuck in on the inside there.
Ball one. And a runner at first. One run in, one out. 1-2 the count. Bremnes delivers low to Liebrandt. 2-2. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Dribbled foul along that left baseline. And Gluck at first, Seiberling at the plate, the second baseman. Hard contact, sends it deep out to left, wheeling and making the catch.
Oh, double play.
Is Olivia Wolf, and a double play at second because the runner took off and didn't think Wolf would make that catch. And so McDonald allows one, but takes care of business at the end. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds here on WOGO.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Max Softball here on WOGO Radio, your WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you.
Leading off the second for Max, number 9, Lizzie Liebrandt.
Lizzie Liebrandt comes to the plate for McDonald. Roth again worked very quickly, delivers ball one on her first offering to Liebrandt. And first game of the season, so no stats yet for either team. We'll get them as this progresses. Liebrandt,
it's
one fair along the left field line. How about Lizzie Liebrandt
Yeah, that one just dribbled fair, but hey, a base hit is a base hit.
The single for Libre.
We're going to call it touch. And so Lee Brandt at first. And Keegan Winger, the junior third baseman, number 14. Now up the plate, Roth comes in a little bit low for ball one. Again, if you're watching on the live video stream on Facebook and YouTube, you probably can see the reaction from the dugout when that ball plopped fair just inside the foul line. Strike called on the inside edge of the plate. Keegan Winger, the junior, played third base last year at times as well. Showing bunt and drops in front of the plate, but it trickles foul.
It's always a good idea. Try to get the defense on their toes. And she's fast. She's got the speed.
Well, and again, I think both of these teams have a lot of team speed.
For sure.
Pitch taken right to second. Relay to first. Not in time, but out at second. Lizzie Liebrandt really did not have much of a chance of beating that one with where it was thrown.
No, that was a tricky one.
And top of the second, McDonald trails 1-0. With one away.
They're having good at-bats, though. I mean, they're taking good pitches and getting touches on the ball, so it's only a matter of time before they get turned into good hits.
Winger at first on the fielder's choice. Olivia Wolf, the senior left fielder, who made the catch and then the throw for the double play to end the last inning. Right-handed batter. Looked to be inside, but catching that inner edge of the dish once again was Roth.
Yeah, that one had some good spin on it, just hit the line as it came in.
2-1 the count. Big swing for strike two as Wolf was looking for all of that one. 2-2 the count with one away and Keegan Winger at first. Pitch delivered high and dropped toward right field. The throw to first gets away from the first baseman, and so Winger tags up and she's going to take second.
Thought alert that base running might there. Get dropped, but not quite.
And sent out to right field, and a nice play by the right fielder to come up on it. So Wolf with the fly out for out number two, but McDonald, a runner in scoring position, as Keegan Winger tags up. Miranda Johnson, first baseman, takes ball one. She bats from the left. Second lefty in the McDonald lineup today. Big swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Chloe Flanagan, I think, the other lefty we've seen so far.
Yep. It's always fun to have lefties. Switch it up a little bit.
Line drive right to the second baseman, and that will end the inning. McDonald strands one. We head to the bottom of the second with the score Altoona 1, McDonald 0. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball. on WOGO Sports. Bottom of the second inning for Altoona. Their pitcher, Nevaeh Roth, number three at the plate for the first time. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. Grounder hit to third, and Keegan Winger, she'll gather herself, throw to first in time for out number one.
That was a hard hit ball. She did good staying, keeping it in front.
Again, Winger just doing a nice job knowing that she had the time to make that throw. 5-3 on the putout. 1-0 Altoona. It brings up Emma Mankey. Grounder gets past Keegan Winger, gloved by Claire Ruff, and she throws to first.
Good defense.
Nice job there by McDonald to put the two
number 19
leadoff hitters away here. Two ground outs also forced by Bremnes as Aubrey Goss comes up, number 19. She'll bat from the right. Bremnes, the sophomore, delivers for a strike.
Yeah, you can
see. On the outside edge.
She's just getting more comfortable on the mound as the game goes on.
And those first few pitches, it just waited to get things dialed in, and now she appears to be a lot more comfortable. Ball one on Aubrey Goss, number 19. Bremnes the pitch, catches the inside edge. And honestly, I just have to wait to call balls and strikes here because, again, the way I see it, positively or negatively for McDonald, isn't always the way the umpire sees it.
Well, and I mean, the umpires are just coming back. These are their first few games, so the strike zone might be a little wonky for a little bit.
2-2 the count with two away. Bremnes, the 2-2 pitch, dribbled right back to Bremnes. Third ground out for Shield. Glove thrown to first, and that is out number three. And we move to the top of the third. The score remaining, Altoona 1, McDonald 0. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Off again, working quickly even before we come back from break. Delivers strike one on Aaliyah Bovee. Bovee gets a piece of the second one, drives it way out to right field, and another really nice catch by the right fielder for Altoona for out number one.
That was a really high fly ball.
But Bovee really got a nice piece of that one.
Yeah. It's all good things. I mean, McDonald's making good contact. Just Altoona's playing really great defense.
So again here in the top of the third, Riley Christensen-Richardson swings at the first pitch and drives it right past second base, and she is aboard with a base hit.
This is McDonald's second time through the lineup, so see some good things happen.
That brings up Chloe Flanagan, one of two lefties in the McDonald lineup today, with Riley at first. And you know Riley not afraid to take off, and she is showing right away that she would like to get moving.
A little anxious over there. I thought she might have left a teeny tiny bit early, but we have a different angle.
Showing bunt. Flanagan drops it down the third baseline, and it just dribbles foul. almost laid it down perfectly.
Yep, that would have been a great bunt. Just needs to hold it a tad bit longer.
So 1-1 the count. Flanagan, the junior. Riley takes off. Flanagan, a perfect bunt this time. Riley slides into second. And I'm sorry that my voice raised a little bit there. I didn't know they could slide. That was great.
Yeah.
And Chloe with the base hit. Again, that's all love. That, truly, there's not a bit of sarcasm in there. That is just, I'm very impressed. That's great.
Hey, we don't see it very often, so.
So Chloe with the base hit on the bunt. Riley advances to second. McDonald has runners at first and second with one away here. And Claire Ruff at the plate. Riley takes off. Claire drops it down right in front of the pitcher, and they're safe everywhere. And now a throw away at first by the pitcher, Roth, and Riley comes in to score, and we are tied. And coming in as well, too, showing that speed is Chloe Flanagan, and we are not tied. McDonald is up 2-1.
Yeah, that's the McDonald speed we're talking about. Literally every single person who comes up to bat has good speed.
And how about, I thought Claire might swing away a little bit there, and instead she drops down the bunt.
I mean, as like number three and number four hitters, you're expecting them to be great power hitters, but if they can bunt, have them bunt, just keep the defense on their toes.
So 2-1. McDonald with the lead here. Get our count reset. Still just one away. Claire Ruff now aboard at first. McDonald has bunted the last two batters aboard. And Kelsey Bremnes will try to help her cause here. But Claire Ruff, of course, good speed at first. I mean, again, it's good speed for pretty much everybody in this lineup. The fact that Chloe scored on
from
that
first base,
was really impressive. Again, they're smart players.
For sure.
And athletic as well. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Again, thank you for joining us. Caleb Swenson, April Newton, Carter Jagger back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Sam Aberley, our on-site video producer. High ball one. And again, if you're raw for Altoona, you just don't want to get shaken up. Is again, a throwing error as she kind of slipped.
Yeah, I think she
throwing
slipped
to first. Driven towards second, an easy flip to first. And Bremnes is put away for out number two. But advancing to second will be Claire.
Again, solid contact. Just good Altoona defense.
And that hasn't really been an issue so far, making contact. Mm-hmm. For McDonald. 4-3 on the ground out. Claire Ruff again, a long lead at second.
He called out a ball.
On ball one. And again, if you're wondering, why are they not calling balls and strikes? We're just waiting to see. Pop up high fly ball deep into foul territory.
And I thought that Lizzie might go after that one. She held back her swing pretty quick.
Beautiful catch by Berger.
Great right catch out in right field. It's actually blocked from our viewpoint, but that'll be out number three, and we will head to the bottom of the third inning. But McDonald does some damage and puts two across. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
A little sunshine here now at Hagen Field in Altoona. WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Want to give credit where credit's due. April Kennedy Berg, the right fielder for Altoona has just, she's on deck right now. She has just been phenomenal out there.
Yeah, I think she's had three or four catches out there now. She's
the last one, again, I was a little late on. I missed it. That's just our viewpoint a little blocked, but she has just been dynamite out there, catching a little bit of the outside edge there. Kelsey Bremnes finding her locations. We're in the bottom of the third. McDonald plated two there in the top of the third to lead 2-1. Swing and a miss.
Right on the inside corner, got
for
it.
Lily Duquesne. So quickly ahead, 0-2. Duquesne is the center fielder, number 5. Again, still the first time through the batting order for Altoona. For Bremnes, big swinging strike 3. First punch out of the game, I do believe.
I think so, too. And you can tell they're getting a little more comfortable because the speed between pitches is getting less and less. She's starting to work faster.
Number 6,
one away.
Kennedy Berg.
So Kennedy Berg at the plate, the right fielder batting 9th, takes a big cut at the first pitch, and that's 4 straight strikes.
Yeah, it's again on the outside corner. It's great placement.
2-1 McDonald. This is their season opener. Altoona played last night, thumped Logan 14-3. Went down to lacrosse for that one. Outside edge again.
That had some curve on it. That is one thing about Kelsey. She has a lot of spin on her ball. So she has great movement.
And I think Lee Brandt's doing a great job framing behind the plate as well, too. Contact right back to the pitcher, and an easy throw to first for out number 2 as Berg is retired. That'll bring up the top of the lineup. But 1-3 on the putout. Kelsey Bremnes doing work here in the third. Katie Dockle.
Katie Dockle.
Who singled, stole a base, and scored in the top of the first, the bottom of the first. Is now back at the right side of the plate. Takes ball 1. Pleasant afternoon here in Altoona. We're hoping it stays that way. I think we should be good. A little sunshine now.
The sunshine can stay.
Popped foul along the first baseline. 1-1 the count with 2 away for Kelsey Bremnes. For the first time today, she is pitching with the lead. Foul for strike 2 right along that first base line. 1-2 the count. Katie Dockle, the center fielder number 4. Coach Heath in Altoona. 2-1 McDonald. 2 away. 1-2 the count. Again fouled just off to our right. Wind maybe picking up just a little bit more.
It's like On and off.
Hard contact right back to Bremnes. Bremnes gloves, throws. That's out number 3. Katie Bremnes, a strikeout and 2 putouts herself. And we head to the fourth with McDonald leading 2-1. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive 2 payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Caleb Swenson, April Newton, the inaugural broadcast for 2025 for McDonald Baseball and Softball. Still room for you to hop in as a sponsor if you'd be willing to help support these audio and video broadcasts. Greatly appreciated. McDonald leads 2-1. Roth still in the circle. And she misses just outside. 1-2-3 inning for McDonough and Kelsey Bremnes. Long drive for Keegan Winger, way back over the center fielder's head and cruising into second for a stand-up double. Miss Keegan Winger.
That was a great hit. I mean, it hung in the air forever, but center field just wasn't able to make the play.
Double for Winger brings up number 13, Olivia Wolf.
First extra base hit. Olivia Wolf now at the plate. But first extra base hit for McDonald this season. Keegan Winger leading off the fourth with a bang. Wolf takes one inside.
It's a good pitch to take. It's not necessarily one that you want to swing at.
Again, Roff started off very strong. Little shaky last inning. Winger going toward third, and she is caught stealing at third. Tried to slide headfirst under the tag.
Yeah.
Out number one of the inning as Wolf swung at kind of a rising ball there. No balls, two strikes. And the base is now clear and one away for McDonald. Rise ball, misses high, 2-1, excuse me, 1-2 the count. Strike three called.
2 outs for number 20, Miranda Johnson.
I'll bring up Miranda Johnson as Roth settling in here. Johnson, the lefty, swings at the first pitch.
Yeah, McDonald's just got to rein it in a little bit. They're swinging at a lot of high ones. Just let them go.
Another swing and a miss for Miranda Johnson, the eight hitter, first baseman, number 20, the sophomore. Two away, 0-2 the count. Another swing and a miss, and Roth, a 1-2-3 inning worked. We move to the bottom of the fourth. The score remains a one-run game. McDonald 2, Altoona 1. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Scoreboard says the fifth. I'm pretty sure we're still in the bottom of the fourth. And first pitch inside.
Yes, because Altoona's home, so I think they're just jumping the gun a little bit.
Maybe they're cold.
We're moving fast, but not that fast.
Reese Loomis, the left-handed batting left fielder, number 14. He's at the plate. Second offering. Catches the plate for a strike, I believe. No, yep. Owen. 1-1 is the count.
I was going to say, I thought she swung pretty far into that one.
We're all getting back into the swing of things here. 1-1. Outside. 2-1 the count. And Reese Loomis reached on a fielder's choice in the first, stole a base. Bremnes comes in low.
That looked pretty good to me, but again, different angles.
2-2 is the count, right?
Yes.
Bremnes, the 2-2 pitch. fouled back behind the plates, and Lizzie Liebrandt will jog over in front of us to grab it. Two and two.
She almost got the on-deck batter on that one.
And we'll see if our camera operator Sam might be able to come back here and give me a hand for a moment as we look to be off our feed for a moment.
Ooh. Inside. Full count.
Two and two is the count. Long line drive, hit out to right.
Yeah, it was just a hard hit right in the gap there between center and right field.
And now a board.
Double for Loomis brings up number
Loomis
16,
with a double. That puts a runner in scoring position. Remnus in for a strike. And we'll reset everything here as we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. McDonald leading 2-1. A runner at second for Altoona. And some of those first game issues, we apologize those on the live video stream. It seems like the feed just shut down for a moment. One and two the count. High fly ball, playable out in right field coming up, and not making the catch as Chloe Flanagan lost it. And a runner coming home to score is in for a double. Is Gluck and Loomis in to tie the game at two.
Yeah, I think
that was sky high, and I think maybe just losing it in kind of the glimmer of sunshine out there,
yeah,
Chloe.
And I think it might have hit her on the head a little bit. Let's give her a bump.
So they're going to go check on Chloe, and we'll take a quick break as well. We will be back right after this in 30 seconds on WOGO.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Cyberling now at the plate in a 2-2 ball game. Things getting a lot more interesting now in this one. Cyberling swings at the first pitch from Bremnes. And a miss. And thank you to our on-site video producer, Sam, who's working behind the scenes here to get us back on track with the live video stream. One ball, one strike for Bremnes. Dribbled right along the first baseline and covering first, but unfortunately the throw from Bremnes goes over the top of Aaliyah Bovey. That one just kind of sat down in the dirt. I don't know if there's moisture out there, but that ball just died halfway between home and first.
Yeah, it just got off the handle of the batter and just sat and spun, and then Kelsey was just trying to make a quick play and made the air.
So Seiberling now reaches on the ear. And coming in to score was Gluck, by the way. So 3-2, Altoona with the lead as the error cost McDonald a run. Vea Roth now, the senior, swings and misses for strike two. Another strike called, and that's strike three, second punch out of the game for Kelsey Bremnes. Kelsey doing a nice job settling back in and getting the strikeout there when she needed one for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, it's a great way to pick your team up and just get back on the right track here.
Emma Menke, a ground out to short her first time up. Bremnes delivers wide. One out, runner at first. Couple runs in this bottom of the fourth for Altoona. Emma Menke, the first baseman, number 7, bats from the right. Runner takes off. Throw from Lee Brandt. Is it in time? It is not. Looked to be close to on target for Lee Brandt covering the bag there. Leah Bovey, but the runner advances to second. Now a runner in scoring position for Altoona as they lead 3-2. 1-1 the count, swinging strike two. Still with one away. For Kelsey Bremnes. Emma Menke at the plate. Bremnes delivers, fouled. Count stays at 1-2 here in this bottom of the fourth. Bremnes back in the circle, delivers, grounder, right towards second, the throw to first in time, runner advances to third, but McDonald will sacrifice that for the out, and two away.
It's a good quick play, but
number 19, Aubrey.
Unfortunate for McDonald that the runner got to go to third.
So Gluck has scored, and Loomis has scored this inning for Altoona. Seiberling now is at third with Aubrey Goss. Grounded out back to the pitcher. Her last time up, taking strike one. Ken Rutter at third, two away. You're on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube.
Got her on the swing.
Strike two call. Chance to get out of the inning here for Kelsey Bremnes. The 0-2 pitch. Grounder toward Keegan Winger. Has to make a good throw to first. She will. And McDonald gives up two and gives up the lead, but settles back in. And that'll move us to the top of the fifth. With our score, Altoona 3, McDonald 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
Welcome back to Lady Max Softball here on WOGO Radio, the new WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. First pitch gets away a little bit. Ball one as Aaliyah Bovey back up for McDonald. Bovey made some really good contact her first time up, but just a great play by Kennedy Berg, as I remember. Second pitch gets away a little bit from the catcher.
Yeah, she's ahead in the count, which is exactly where you want to be. So hopefully we don't go chasing after any pitches here.
2-0 the count. McDonald now trails by a run. The sun has come back out here at Hagen Field in Altoona. Roth delivers low. And Bovey quickly ahead in the count. Here in this top of the fifth. 3-0 pitch. Catches the inner corner of the plate.
Yeah, he's been liking the inside river.
The 3-1, a little contact, fouled. Count has worked full. Roth, who had a 1-2-3 inning. Now the full count pitch, fouled back just to our right. Bovey will take a second to step out. And leading off here in the Lady Max half of the fifth, Donald trailed 1-0, took the lead 2-1. Now it's giving it back 3-2. Bovey will send it deep out to right field. Drops in front of Kennedy Berg this time.
Yeah, they finally got one past that right fielder.
And Bovey aboard. So a runner at first with no one out. Bovey's got a nice looking swing.
Looks like Aubrey Beyer pinch running.
So Aubrey Beyer number one, the senior. Courtesy runner at first. Coach Eric Wiedermeyer is. That'll swing us back to the top of the lineup. Riley
number
Christensen.
Seven, Riley Christensen Richardson.
Lined out her first time up. Singled and scored in the third. Ooh. Riley takes one really far inside, and that will send the runner to second. On the wild pitch, Aubrey Beyer very quickly to second base. She's in scoring position. Riley awaiting pitch number two. This at bat. Riley, solid contact, drops it in the grass right in front of the left fielder. Riley's going to take a big turn around first. We'll halt there, but now runners at the corners for McDonald. With no one out, trailing 3-2 here in the fifth. And that's two straight singles for Riley Christensen Richardson.
Yeah, McDonald is just finding the gaps in the defense and it's going in their favor.
Chloe Flanagan showing bunt as Riley will take a head-first slide into second.
Hey, another slide.
Another slide. Spraying dirt and everything. Now two in scoring position for the left-handed batting junior, Chloe Flanagan. 1-1 the count now. As Chloe takes one on the outside edge. Roth delivers. Inside edge now. 1-2. Runners at second and third for McDonald. No one out here in the top of the fifth. Rise ball. Wisely laying off that one was Chloe Flanagan. Big spot here for the junior. Struck out, but then singled and scored her first two at-bats. Have some contact and will swipe it foul along the third baseline.
And for either team, they have so much speed that if you just get a base hit, anyone from second base is scoring.
Chloe Flanagan, foul was one right in front of our camera. I'm pretty pleased, actually, with our camera mount. That actually just jiggled a little bit. Yeah, there we go. It's a good $100 investment. 2-2. Chloe Flanagan pops one foul over toward Hobbs Zeiss Center here in Cinder City Park. Two balls, two strikes, none outs here in the top of the fifth at Altoona. High rise ball, and that is going to send a runner in to score, perhaps sliding under the tag is Aubrey Beyer, and we are tied.
I was a little unsure about that one for a second, but she just scooted under it.
And that will advance Riley Christensen-Richardson to third. Nicely done by Aubrey Beyer as the catcher quickly throwing it back to Roth, who is covering first. Chloe still standing in there with a 3-2 count. And Chloe draws the walk. I believe that's our first walk of the game.
She went in first.
Again, both pitchers have done a nice job today. Again, a little shakiness at times, and each time they've settled back in. So Chloe draws the base on balls. And a tie game. Claire Ruff will knock one right in front of the plate to send Riley in to score. 4-3, McDonald retakes the lead, and that is two bunts in a row from Claire Ruff that have been executed perfectly.
Perfectly. And again, like, she's a number three, so they're expecting her to be a big power hitter, and so she's just laying the bunts down perfectly.
Chloe advances to second. Claire Ruff at first. And Kelsey Bremnes, 0-2, looking for her first hit, takes a rise ball high. Four to three, McDonald. Inside now on pitch two from Roth. Runners at first and second for the Lady Max. Claire Ruff at first. Ball nicely snagged by the catcher that time, Katie Dockel. Otherwise, that was going to hit the backstop right in front of us and at least advance the runners a base. 3-0 count, a four-pitch walk. Load them up for McDonald with no one out as Kelsey Bremnes.
Number nine, Liz Liebrandt.
And Liz Liebrandt, the sophomore number nine, the catcher, now with quite a golden opportunity with the golden rays of sun shining down here at Hagen Field. First pitch wide. Bases are loaded. McDonald has retaken the lead 4-3. Here in this top of the fifth inning, their season opener. Off the second offering. Couldn't quite catch the outside edge. 2-0 the counts for Lizzie Liebrandt. They're loaded up. Right back toward us.
You know, I know there's a fence there.
But still, you tuck back a little bit. Now 2-1 the counts. Liebrandt takes one high. 3-1 hitters count here for Lizzie Liebrandt with the bases loaded, her team leading 4-3. Roth, the 3-1 pitch, takes a strike to Lizzie Liebrandt to work it full.
Yeah, they know that the pitcher is struggling a little bit, so McDonald's taking a few more pitches, but still got to be aggressive.
Maker put it across the plate. Count is full with the bases full. Liebrandt drives one over the shortstop's head all the way back to the fence. One is in. A second run coming in. Rounding third. Bremnes chugging toward home. And a beautiful slide. A three-run double for Lizzie Liebrandt. And McDonald leads 7-3.
Coach Rick Ruff was excited over there. I thought he was going to run home with one of his players.
What a poke there from Lizzie Liebrandt. Bremnes, again, even a beautiful slide just to show that she could.
Yeah.
So Lizzie Liebrandt with a 3-RBI double. And now mound conference. Give us time to let you know that when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org.
I think we are going to see a pitching change.
And that'll give us opportunity to take a brief 30-second break. We'll step out and be back in half a minute on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a Smart Checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. If you'd like to be part of the WOGO sports team working in audio and video production for high school sports, apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO Sports Director, G. Stewart at WWIB.com, or call 715-723-1037. And there is a pitching change. I believe it's Breely Gluck now, the shortstop, who's moved over. And we're going to have to call our intrepid video operator Sam Aberley back, as our iPad seems to have a mind of its own, and it looks like it's decided that it wants us to restart our live stream in a few moments.
It's got the first game jitters.
I guess so.
Coming in to pitch for the Rails, number 16, Breely Gluck.
So Gluck hit the pitch.
Match, number 14, Keegan Winger.
And Keegan Winger for the 7-3 lead for McDonnell. Winger hard contact, but hits it right to short. The throw towards second, and what's the call going to be there? I think they're going to say that Lizzie got back in time, so they were going for the lead runner, and instead Keegan's...
Oh, no, they got her.
So Lizzie is called out.
Excuse Number 13, me, so Olivia Wolf.
Lizzie's called out, but Keegan Winger advances on the fielder's choice to first. And Olivia Wolf at the plate takes one inside. First pitch.
That was a good frame by the catcher.
Strike 1-1 the count. One and two now on Olivia Wolf.
Yeah, she's done that pitch twice now, so gotta be aggressive and go get it.
Still just one away. Donald leads 7-3, fouled off by Wolf. One and two. One away and a runner at first. That's Keegan Winger. 2-2 now the count as Wolf takes one low. Wolf has just been up to bat a couple times in this game. Looking to reach base for the first time. Snap throw from the catcher to first. Not in time as Wolf is retired on the strikeout. That's out number two of the inning. McDonald has plated five here so far. And now a substitution. Lauren Buescher is going to come into the game. Lauren Buescher hitting in place of Miranda Johnson. Buescher, the junior, number 25. 7-3 our score. McDonald leading here in their top half of the fifth. Lauren Buescher wearing the long sleeves. Probably a smart idea.
Yeah, still a little chilly, but great day for softball.
Buescher makes some hard contact, takes it right to first, and grabbing the spinning softball and putting her toe on first to get the out. The first baseman there, and so Buescher is retired. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Lady Mac softball and WOGO. McDonald does some damage in the top of the fifth. They lead 7-2. We're back in 60 seconds.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball. You're on WOGO Radio and soon to be back on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. Again, we apologize. Our brand new iPad seems to have an update or something pending where it keeps shutting us off. And so we will get that back online as soon as we're able to.
Riley Christensen came in to pitch now.
So Riley coming in for Kelsey Bremnes. You're in the bottom of the fifth. The 7-3 lead for McDonald. A pop-up. Keegan Weir calling everybody off. Gloves. And makes the first out of the inning. That was Lily DeKeane, by the way.
Number six, Kennedy Berg.
Kennedy Berg, a ground out right back to the pitcher, her first time up. She'll foul right in front of us for the first strike. Kennedy Berg, the right fielder. One out, 7-3 ball game. McDonald leading. Long drive deep out to left, and that is foul beyond the fence, but foul for Kennedy Berg. We got a big piece of that one, but thankfully for McDonald, it hooked. And an 0-2 count now with one away.
Good hustle by Olivia, though. She was almost there for it.
Riley Christensen in the circle for Rick Ruff and McDonald. And check swing. One ball, two strikes for Kennedy Berg. Altoona looking for some of that power that they had yesterday in a 14-3 victory over La Crosse Logan. Fouled away again. It's going to end up right in front of us as Lizzie Liebrandt will come back to grab it. One ball, two strikes on Kennedy Berg. Number six, the right fielder. One away, no one on. And Riley Christensen in the circle. Riley delivers a little bit wide. I'm not sure, I'm trying to remember, if Riley got any innings pitching last year as a freshman. I believe Jasmine Gerber got a few.
Yeah,
but
I don't think she got any at the varsity level, but she definitely got some innings as a JV player.
Grounder to second. Bovee throws to Bremnes and not quite in time. Bremnes trying to pick it off the dirt. And that was hot hit, and Kennedy Berg just outlegs it.
Yeah, I think
an infield
we
single.
Number four, Katie
Jackal at second base now.
So Aubrey now at second. Again, a little bit of a switch. Riley Christensen Richardson, a drive through the gap between second and third. Throw to third. Keegan Winger applies the tag. Not in time, they'll say.
I thought she had her, but.
So runners at second and third.
Aggressive base running by Altoona.
Indeed. So Kennedy Dockel. No board at second. And number 14, Reese Loomis. Has reached each time up. Takes one over the batting helmet. We're in this fifth inning. Riley Christensen Richardson has one. Get away from her, and Lizzie Liebrandt will not be able to track it down. Run will come in to score. Kennedy Berg to make it 7-4. So Altoona making a little push here. Dockel advances to third.
Let's go, Reese. Come on, Reese.
Hard grounder along the third base line. And our score, McDonald 7 and Altoona 4. As we welcome folks back to the live video stream. Fouled away along the third base line. Two and two is the count. With one away. Get everything updated here. Woga Sports Channel on YouTube and hoping that this iPad cooperates. Count has worked full. 3-2. Riley Christensen in the circle for McDonald. Solid contact right back to Riley. Throw to first in time. Relay to home. Not in time. And a run is plated for Altoona. It's Bremnes. Hard throw to Lee Brandt, and Lizzie wasn't quite able to scoop it as it was in the dirt. So Daco comes across to score.
Number 16, Braley Gluck.
And so Loomis out at first, right, for the...
I think so. I don't think they have it updated on the board yet.
So two away. Base is now clear. But Altoona working their way back. Pop up. And a couple McDonald infielders collaborating on that one, but it is gloved, and we will head to the sixth. McDonald leads 7-5.
We are.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald baseball and softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Max.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, WOGO Radio, and now back on the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. It's game one of a new season, everything outdoors, and just working with new venues. So we are learning, and we appreciate your patience with us. McDonald leads 7-5. First pitch, ball one. Aubrey Beyer at the plate for McDonald. Hard shot foul right into the fence in front of the Altoona dugout. One ball, one strike. Another foul this time along the first baseline. One and two, the count. No one out. McDonald trying to create some damage of their own, leading 7-5. Fouled right up to the top of the backstop. Just to our left, Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. Your shopping adventure awaits at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so much more. Name brands at a fraction of the price. Bargain City Superstore next to Mykon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Here's one.
Now in Rice Lake and Eau Claire.
Right in front of the left fielder.
Dropping right in front of the left fielder, and Aubrey Beyer is aboard with no one out. It's a good way to start this sixth inning.
Number 7, Riley Christensen.
That'll bring up Riley. Aubrey actually has already scored today as a courtesy runner. Riley Christensen Richardson is 2-for-3, two singles. Takes one wide. they actually said that caught the outside edge.
Yep.
My mistake there. Riley, hard drive right back to the second baseman playing between first and second. That looked like it could have been an extra base hit for Riley and just robbed of it.
Just good reflexes by the second baseman.
So Flanagan back up for McDonald. Riley, 2 for 4 on the day. Chloe reached on a walk and scored in the fifth. That 5-run fifth for McDonald. So they went along the third baseline, but foul. 0-2 the counts on Chloe Flanagan, the junior. With Aubrey Beyer, the senior, at first. 7-5. McDonald with the lead. Luke delivers, strike three called on Chloe Flanagan for out number 2 of the inning.
Yeah, just caught her on the outside corner.
Number 12, Claire Ruff.
Nice pitch there by Gluck. Brings up Claire Ruff, who's bunted her way aboard her last two times. We'll see if she gets an opportunity to show off that swing this time. She'll knock one along the first baseline, foul. Coming back there will be Aubrey Beyer. Runner heading towards second, and the throw over the second baseman's head, and now caught in a pickle is Aubrey Beyer, but the throw gets away from the second baseman, and McDonald catches a break there as Aubrey will advance to second. Caught between second and third, but we'll breathe a sigh of relief as she heads back to second. And Claire Ruff a chance to bring her home.
Oh, rundowns are always chaotic.
Claire Ruff will step back in. Strike one.
Strike two. The board wrong.
I was going to say, we should just look at our board and not theirs. And don't listen to me. 0-2 the count. Hard grounder right back to the pitcher. Gluck will glove and throw out Claire Ruff, and that'll end the inning. Our score remains McDonald 7, Altoona 5. We head to the bottom of the sixth on WOGO Sports back in a minute.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Cyberling will stride to the plate here for Altoona. Bottom of the sixth. Two-run game. McDonald leads 7-5 here in their season opener. McDonald trying to go 1-0. Altoona looking to go 2-0. This is their home opener. Cyberling, her last time up in the fourth. Riley Christensen-Richardson whistles one in. Riley draws strike one. Richardson has pitched the last couple innings. Right back to Riley, and Riley gloves and throws calmly to first. Christensen, she's starting to get a little bit more comfortable out there, it would seem. And again, she's got some excellent power, I think, we're seeing so far.
Yeah, she didn't get any varsity time last year as pitching, but she'll get more and more comfortable. And both of McDonald's pitchers are also fielders, which is going their advantage.
Roff takes strike one. Of course, Roff started off pitching here. for Altoona. She'll dribble one right back to Riley. Riley hustles, throws to first in time. That's a nice play by Riley Christensen-Richardson, getting a great break on that bunt right in front of the plate. Route number two.
So we're having fielders being able to also pitch comes in handy because they just play their position really well.
Again, we keep talking about speed. Riley's got speed to spare. Two away. Hard shot. Right up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. Grandma Mankey. She's grounded out twice, but aboard for the first time here in the sixth to keep the inning alive for Altoona. Aubrey Goss comes up. She's grounded out twice as well.
Number 19, Aubrey Goss.
Awaiting this first pitch from Riley. Gets away from Lee Brandt, and the runner advances to second. Runner in scoring position. Emma Mankey in a two-run game, 7-5 McDonald. Thank you for joining us here on WOGO. WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream. Swing and a miss for Aubrey Goss. Two away. 2-1 count. Inside for Riley, and the runner is not going to try to advance to third. Excuse me, now the count is 2-1. Riley, rise ball, and it's fouled up over our heads for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two away, and a runner on second base in a two-run game. 7-5 McDonald, this bottom of the sixth. Here in Altoona. Riley trying to get her to chase outside.
I thought I might have caught that outside corner.
Aubrey Goss says no thanks. The count has worked full. 3-2 count. Runner still at second. That's Mankey. The payoff pitch from Riley. Slapped along the third baseline, foul.
Heads up over there for the Altoona coach.
Do this one again. Three balls, two strikes. Aubrey Goss, number 19. The right-handed batter with a runner at second. Two away. Payoff pitch again. Right towards short. The throw to first in time from Claire Ruff and McDonald.
After
we get out of another scoreless inning, we will head to the seventh with our score McDonald 7, Altoona 5. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do.
Right? And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with 5 membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, 2 early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. Top of the seventh inning here at Altoona. Season opener for McDonald's. Season opener for us here on WOGO Sports, which may be obvious by now. First pitch wide for Kelsey Bremnes. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. Second pitch caught the outside edge. H&R Electric, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back our Lady Max. One ball, one strike on Kelsey Bremnes. 7-5 ball game. Bremnes pops one up toward first and stepping back to make the catch. First baseman there for out number one as Bremnes is retired.
Number nine, Liz Luger.
Bring up Lizzie Liebrands, who had that big three RBI double her last time up. Liebrand drives one right back to Gluck, and Gluck just snaps the glove out for out number two. It's a hard line
number
shot from Lizzie.
Keegan Winger.
Reflexes. Keegan Winger. All that is.
Winger takes ball one low. Two away, McDonald with a two-run lead here in the top of the seventh. Another ball low on Keegan Winger. Good eye there. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Carter Jagger back at the Wogo home base. And Hallie, our on-site audio producer, Sam Aberley. Strike one called. Keegan Winger makes it a 2-1 count. Gluck in the circle now for Coach Heath and Altoona. Gluck delivers high. 3-1 hitters count here for Keegan Winger. Reached on a fielder's choice, had a double in the fourth. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth. Gluck again is low. And that's ball four. And Keegan Winger will be the first base runner aboard for McDonald here. And brings up Olivia Wolf. Wolf, the senior, struck out a couple times here, looking for her first hit. And she'll take strike one from Gluck. A lot of these Altoona pitchers really have worked quickly.
Yeah, they are working quickly. But McDonald's doing a good job, and they're ready in the box.
Gluck delivers another swing and a miss for strike two. Olivia Wolf. The 0-2 pitch. Wolf swinging a miss, and she is retired for the third out of the inning. We move to the bottom of the seventh. Can McDonald hold this two-run lead? We'll find out in 60 seconds. Back after this on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls. Proud to back the Macs.
Welcome back to Lady Macs Softball here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. Carter Jagger, our audio producer, back at the WOGO home base in Hallie. Sam Aberley, our on-site video producer and technical troubleshooter tonight. We've certainly kept him busy. It is 7-5 McDonald. And now, looking at your defense here, April trying to hold this two-run lead. Riley Christensen delivers. She's going to glove and throw to first. Is trying to bunt her way aboard unsuccessfully. Is Lily Duquesne, and that's out number one. Two more needed for McDonald.
And for McDonald, this is what you want to see. I mean, they've made subs, they've made changes, and you're still making plays on defense.
And let's not forget that, again, they're missing three of their seniors who are on senior trip here.
Yeah.
Kennedy Berg. Nice line shot over Claire Ruff's head and into left field. Kennedy Berg has reached her last two times up. She scored in the fifth, and she's aboard. And the tying run now coming to the plate. And Katie Dockel, who scored twice, reached twice and scored twice, 2-for-3 on the day.
Number four, Katie Dockel.
So Berg at first with one away. Riley Christensen Richardson delivers. Hard shot right to second. Throw to second for one, and it gets away from the second baseman, or from Claire, rather, covering second. The throw to third, not in time. And now runners at the corners. And the winning run at the plate for Altoona.
I think Claire just got a little ahead of herself and was looking for that double play instead of finishing the play first.
So Dockel reaches on the error, and Reese Loomis has had a pretty strong day at the plate, 2 for 3. As runners at the corners, her team down 2 with 1 away. The left-handed hitting Loomis, Riley Christensen Richardson. Throw back to third from Lizzie Liebrand just to hold the runner there. Little drama here in the first game.
And it's a mixture of Altoona being aggressive and McDonald just trying to hold it here.
Riley's second pitch comes in low. Ball 2. One away, runners now at second and third. And Loomis at the plate. Loomis fouls one back for strike 1. Liebrand will come to retrieve that right in front of our vantage point here. 7-5 McDonald. Here in the bottom of the 7th. 1 away. 2-1 count on Reese Loomis. Runners at 2nd and 3rd. Riley delivers outside. 3-1, and now that hitter's count for Loomis. The tying run at third. Excuse me, the tying run at second. A walk, and they are loaded. As Riley trying to paint that outside edge.
All right, Railroader fans, the tracks are packed for number 16,
Bailey Kluke. He's done a nice job in the circle. Is coming up with the bases loaded. And I believe a pitching change coming up here for McDonald. We'll take a brief 30-second break. We'll step out and be back after this high drama here at Hagen Field. We're back in 30 on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive 2 payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Hagen Field in Altoona. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com, and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Pitching change here for McDonald did not come. Actually, it was just a little mound conference, circle conference, I guess, and Riley's still out there. And she finds the mark on pitch 1 with the bases loaded. Now a line shot, hits grass. Tying run going to come in to score. And we are tied at 7. As Gluck does her job with a 2-RBI single.
2-run single for Gluck.
We are tied at 7.
Number 9, Braylon Seiberling.
And now Seiberling at the plate with the winning run at 2nd. Riley delivers, catches the outside edge.
You can do it, 9.
In a pickle.
And now the runner trying to get away from 2nd. Tag applied and 2 outs. Is maybe getting a little too aggressive there on the base paths again. Altoona, Loomis caught between 2nd and 3rd. And so now there are 2 away with the winning run at 1st. Riley Christensen Richardson drives one in that caromed back off the umpire's shoulder. He seems to be just fine.
Unfazed.
And so, one strike away for McDonald with 2 outs and an 0-2 count. Riley delivers the throw to second. Didn't need to be made, but the strikeout for Riley Christensen Richardson, and we're going to get some bonus softball here. We'll be back in 60 seconds as we head to extra innings here on WOGO Sports, tied at 7.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
So we head to the top of the eighth here at Hagen Field. Caleb Swenson, April Newton, some bonus softball in game one of the season for McDonald. Again, while not able to hold that two-run lead 7-5, it looked to be quite the pickle for them as they had the bases loaded, two runs scored, and just one out, and then able to catch a runner between second and third for one out. Riley Christensen Richardson with a punch out to end the inning, and again, it's kind of gut check time here, and you see what you've got on both sides here very early in the season with an extra inning ball game.
Right. For both teams, I mean, this is good experience, and Altoona, they're just being aggressive on the bases, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
So at the plate for McDonald is Lauren Buescher for the second time. She takes strike one from Gluck. Ball one on pitch two. 1-1 the count. Lauren Buescher here in the eighth. Takes a low strike on the outside edge. 1-2 the count. Buescher, hard line shot, hits grass right past first base, and Lauren Buescher, the junior, is aboard. Go-ahead run on base for McDonald as Lauren Buescher comes in here in the eighth.
Number two, Aaliyah Bovee.
Aaliyah Bovee. Back at the plate, showing bunt. Buescher looked for a moment like she wanted to take off there from first. Taking a couple practice swings there. Leah Bovey, and she'll step back in. Again, Buescher. A snap throw to first from the catcher.
Safe.
And holding the tag there and just waiting again for the umpire to signal safe. The first baseman and Lauren Buescher both kind of frozen in time for a moment. 0-2 count on Leah Bovey. Gluck delivers. Hard line shot to first. First baseman steps there. Throw gets away from the second baseman, but Buescher will hold at second. So ground out there for Aaliyah Bovee. First out of the inning, Riley Christensen Richardson comes up.
And this is what
she's
you want.
She's 2-for-4.
This is what you want when you go into extra innings, is to get the top of your lineup back up.
Ball one from Gluck. One away, runner at second. Represents the go-ahead run for McDonald. Riley takes a strike right down the middle. 1-1 the count. One away from McDonald. We are in extra innings here in the top of the eighth in Altoona. Riley smacks one foul on the first base line. One ball, two strikes.
Keeping us on our toes. This is a fast-paced game.
Buescher at second. Another high flying foul ball that will go out of play. Again, along that first base line. You want to make sure it's well out of play with the way Kennedy Berg has played right field today. One ball, two strikes. One away, runner at second for Riley Christensen Richardson. Rise ball for ball two. Two and two the count for Riley. She's singled in the third and fifth. A hot line out right back to the pitcher, her last time up. This time she'll drop it toward third. Hard throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman. Riley's going to round first, head to second. And coming in to score, Lauren Buescher, and McDonald has retaken the lead. 8-7. Riley actually goes all the way to third on the overthrow. And now another runner in scoring position. As Riley beats out the throw at first. Brings up Chloe Flanagan. We'll see how they score. They may have called it an error to get Riley to first. Definitely a throwing error to advance her to third. It was going to be close with her speed, whether she actually made it or not. But Chloe's showing bunt. One ball, one strike. Still just one out. Riley Christensen Richardson at third. Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you here on WOGO Sports. Chloe's showing bunt again.
She's
this is strike two.
A little excited in the box. Just got to settle down and focus in.
One ball, two strikes on Chloe Flanagan. The lefty, the junior. She swats it down the third baseline, hooks foul. Stays at one and two. Riley Christensen Richardson at third. Go-ahead run scored for McDonald and Lauren Buescher. Reached with a single to start the inning. Luke delivers. Chloe Flanagan again sends one foul, and that's going to land on top of the roof at Hobbs, and I don't think we're getting that one back. Unless some enterprising young person wants to climb up there. One and two. Luke delivers. High. Good eye there from Chloe Flanagan. Two and two. Just a little commentary. I kind of forgot how cold it gets.
I know, the wind is chilly.
Chloe Flanagan slaps one along the third baseline, foul. We'll stay at 2-2 and do it again. Riley Christensen-Richardson. Or Christensen, excuse me. She gave me leave to just say Riley Christensen now, but old habits die hard, Riley. Makes it a little bit easier. 2-2, strike called. And then it's going to be out number two of the inning as Chloe Flanagan goes down. Luke doing a nice job at that at bat with a runner at third.
Number 12, Claire Ruff.
Claire Ruff, now an opportunity to bring Riley home. 8-7 ball game. Luke comes home. Claire Ruff drives one down the first baseline, thankfully out of the reach as it hooked foul of Berg out there. Strike one. Two away, runner at third. One in for McDonald here in extras. Top of the eighth on the road at Altoona. Claire Ruff, the sophomore. She'll drive one right over the second baseman's head. Riley Christensen Richardson easily in to score. And McDonald leads by two runs once again, 9-7. Claire Ruff with a nice piece of hitting there.
Number 10, Kelsey Bremnes.
And Kelsey Bremnes comes back to the plate. Trying to do some damage here for McDonald. Kelsey's looking for her first hit. Did reach in the fifth on a walk and later scored. 9-7 McDonald. Two away here in the top of the eighth. Gluck the pitch. Hard line drive right back to the shortstop. The throw to first. Got away from the first baseman. Claire's going to advance to third and runners at the corners for McDonald.
First baseman just dropped it right at the last second.
Number 9, Liz Liebrandt.
So Bremnes reaches on the air, and Liz Liebrandt, the sophomore catcher, with runners at the corners in a 9-7 ball game, Liz is already delivered back in the fifth with a 3-RBI double. Gluck sends one right down the heart of the plate. Runner will advance to second. Strike one.
Hot six, get her now!
0-1 the count on Lizzie Liebrandt. catches the outside edge of the plate, does Gloop for strike two. Oh, and to the count with two away. Gloop comes home, fouled back.
Right in the foot. The umpire is getting it today.
I have to say, he has been
tough.
A rock back there. He's taken quite a few shots. 9-7, McDonald. Gloop comes home with a pitch, fouled along the third baseline. As Claire Ruff was ready to come sprinting home. Again, Kelsey Bremnes at second, Claire Ruff at third. McDonald leads 9-7. So they'll take at least a two-run lead into the bottom of the eighth here in extras at Hagen Field in Altoona. Gluck the pitch, again fouled along the third baseline.
Yeah, she's staying in there and trying to wait for a pitch that she likes a little better.
Oh, 2 counts. Lizley Brandt, the sophomore. With two in scoring position. The pitch, not quite catching the outside edge.
Tried to get her on a changeup.
Ball one. Brandt lays off there. 1-2 pitch. Lizzie sends one deep to left, but hooking foul. Got some power there. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runners at second and third, and a two-run lead for McDonald. Here in their season opener on the road at Altoona. The pitch from Gluck. Lee Brandt sends it to short. Glove the throw to first in time. And Lee Brandt is retired, but McDonald does some damage here in the top of the eighth. They now have a two-run lead to hold to try to get win number one of the season. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Bottom of the eighth. Here in Altoona at Hagen Field. Extra innings. McDonald gave up a two-run lead. In the bottom of the seventh, they have a two-run lead again, 9-7. And Kelsey Bremnes is back out there to pitch.
Yeah, I think we're back to the original starting lineup now.
And again, just a lot of great growth and learning opportunities for both of these teams, but some pressure situations for young pitchers. Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremnes have both faced some pressure scenarios here in this game. So again, you like that in your non-conference games.
For sure. Good experiences, especially in March. I mean, most of the time we're not even playing. We're usually still in the gym.
As cold as I am right now, kind of wonder if it'd be nicer there. Swing and a miss on pitch number one from Kelsey Bremnes as she is facing Nevaeh Roth. Roth, who started out Bremnes' counterpart in the circle. Owen won the count. Bremnes delivers. A little wide. Lee Brandt trots back to the backstop here. 9-7 McDonald. Some bonus softball here at Hagen Field. 1-1 pitch from Bremnes. Popped back just to our right. Bremnes ahead in the count. 1-2. On Nevaeh Roth. She had a ground out back in the second, struck out in the fourth, and a ground out in the sixth. The 1-2 pitch. Hard line shot towards center, backing up and going over the head of the center fielder, and Roth chugging towards second.
Yeah, it just didn't have a lot of height on it, and it's hard to read as an outfielder sometimes on those line drives.
Come on, seven, change spots.
And so the tying run.
Double for Roth brings up number seven, Emma Mankey.
Now at the plate, Emma Mankey, who singled her last time up. Yeah, just great fight in both of these teams. First pitch foul right in front of us. No one out, runner at second. 9-7 ball game. McDonald with the lead here in the bottom of the eighth. Home half of the inning for Altoona. Nevaeh Roth, who is hitless, got a big double to start things off for the Lady Rails. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Remnus quickly ahead in the count here, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch from Kelsey Bremnes sails in a little bit high on the rise ball. 2-1. Still some nice sunshine out there in right field. Now that we really can feel it.
Right.
Bremnes, the 1-2 pitch. Hard contact, gets by short and into the outfield. Roth is rounding third, and she's going to hold there. Runners at the corners with no one out for Altoona. Now the winning run at the plate.
Runners on the corners for number 19, Aubrey Goss.
He's now aboard at first. Aubrey Goss. Ground outs both of her times at the plate. Now looking for that all-important first out of the inning with runners at the corners. Showing bunt. Throw to second as the runner tries to steal. Got her! Now the throw to first. Excuse me, from second back to home. Not in time. So good base running by Altoona as they will play to run. The runner out at second. Safe at home. The base is clear.
I'm a tad bit surprised that McDonald went with that play just because they hadn't have a thrown out all day, but an out is an out, and they'll take it.
So Lee Brand, again, an on-target throw to second, but the relay throw back home. Not quite in time as Roth under the tag. Now a ground along the third base line, foul for Aubrey Goss.
Yep.
So 0-2 the count.
Daddy was a little confused that it was fair.
9-8 is our score. Bottom of the eighth inning. Extras here at Hagen Field. One out, none on. Tying run at the plate for the Lady Rails of Altoona. Bremnes, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's a big punch out for the McDonald sophomore for the second out of the inning. So Goss goes down, brings up Kelly
number
Duquesne.
Five,
Lily
Duquesne,
excuse me. Lily Duquesne, the center fielder, number 5, struck out in the third. Pop out and ground out her next two times up. Swing and a miss on pitch one.
Come on, Lily!
9-8, McDonald up one. Tying run is at the plate here for Altoona in extra innings. Bremnes, the 0-1 pitch, fouled off. Altoona down to their last strike.
And for Kelsey, this is where you want to be. You're up 0-2, so the batter has to be really aggressive, and you can play around with your pitches more.
Kelsey Bremnes ahead 0-2. The pitch, swinging strike three, a punch out, and McDonald wins their first game of the season. The final here from Altoona. The McDonald Lady Max 9, the Altoona Lady Rails 8. What a fun game we've had. We'll send it to our post-game show and catch up with Coach Rick Ruff and get April's thoughts as well. We're back in a minute here on WOGO Sports. McDonald moves to 1-0 on the season. Altoona falls to 1-1. A great non-conference game that went to extra innings. We'll be back in a minute here on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonnell Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
McDonald wins it in extras 9-8. Here on the road at Altoona, Caleb Swenson, April Newton with you. After he's addressed his team, we'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff. But again, this is a game that went back and forth. Neither team had a lead for very long in this game, April.
Yeah, and for McDonald, I mean, they're without their seniors, so this isn't necessarily their starting lineup, and they still had great fight and they had a great offense, so it's a great start to the season.
And again, adversity for both of these teams, and I think both coaches have to say, for a non-conference game like this, pretty happy with what they saw here. And again, throwing different combinations out there with lineups and such, and again, 17 combined runs scored. You feel pretty good about the hitting, and the pitching was strong as well.
Yeah, you saw great things from both Kelsey and Riley, and I think they still have one or two more pitchers in the dugout that can easily come in and throw some innings.
And again, we mentioned this during the broadcast, but as we're on the live video stream, I think everybody's seeing just how cold we are right now. But again, we mentioned this on the broadcast that other than Kelsey, who again, with a pitcher like Katie Ruff, even Kelsey didn't get a ton of innings, but you just didn't see a ton of pitchers get a lot of varsity time last year because you had a dominant pitcher like Katie Ruff. And so again, some of these are new situations at the varsity level, and again, it's great to get them under your belt early.
Yeah, and I mean, there you had a senior driven team last year as it is, so I mean, the team this year is young and there's a lot of new faces, so it's just good to see them off to a great start.
Well, I appreciate you joining me here on the broadcast as we are a little chilly here together, and certainly had bumps here and there on the road, even with our first broadcast here on WOGO, with unexpected equipment shutdowns from time to time. But we made it through, and looking ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, looking forward to a game right back with the Lady Max in the familiar confines of Casper Park. That'll be Monday against Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, 4:40 start time slated for that. And then our first look at Chi-High Lady Cardinals softball. That'll be coming up in a doubleheader live on the road at Marshfield, weather permitting. And that will be on Tuesday afternoon, 3:10 start. I think they may still be playing some JV innings as well here too, which is great. Again, as long as the weather holds out, okay, a chance to get even more players action out there.
Maybe they'll be lucky and they'll get more sunshine than the first game.
We'll take another two-minute timeout here on WOGO. McDonald wins at 9-8. We'll get you some highlights and catch up with head coach Rick Ruff as well. That's all ahead in 2 minutes here on WOGO.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Steinmetz, who's been swinging that hot bat with the bases loaded. You got to love this as a hitter.
You do. Right?
And this is a high fly ball to deep center field, and it is out of here. Home run, grand slam for Paige Steinmetz, and the Cardinals lead it 8-0.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back here on WOGO Sports. McDonald wins at 9-8. We'll be joined by head coach Rick Ruff in a moment. We'll get you some highlights as well. I think some of the girls on JV have discovered that we have a dugout cam as well, too, and they're enjoying hamming for the cam here on WOGO Sports. And, appreciate, again, the fun here that is softball, even when it is a little chilly out there. And head coach Rick Ruff will be joining us here in just a moment as, again, the kids are, if you're watching on the live video stream on YouTube, the kids are enjoying that dugout cam, which we love as well. Coach Ruff will be joining us here, and we'll get his thoughts on this season-opening win for McDonald 9-8, and we'll catch you up on some highlights as well. Again, thank you to Carter Jagger, our board operator, our audio producer, and Sam Aberle, our WOGO Sports video operator, as head coach Rick Ruff will join us, and as we get him on to not only the air on WOGO, but also on our live video stream, Coach, congratulations, win number one. And we'll make sure we actually turn your mic on as well, too. But again, win number one, great to have that one under your belt.
Yes, it is. Thanks. Thank you.
April and I were just talking about, again, these non-conference games, and your pitching staff that you have, again, because of how dominant Katie was, not always a ton of innings, too, because you wanted her out there in the circle as much as possible. And so Kelsey got some good experience yesterday, or last year, rather, but Riley not quite as much, too. And so you had both of your pitchers out there in some pressure-packed situations in a game like this.
They're ready for it. They've done their homework, and they're doing their day-to-day work, and they're ready for the step.
And we talked before the game, Coach, again, about, okay, what will we see from the bats, too? You put 9 runs on the board, too, and again, when you needed them, you got them.
Hitting is always, you know, like I said in the pregame, it's something that comes and goes. The small ball helped us a lot today.
Now, you mentioned as well, too, probably expecting a little bit more this year to have more action in the field, to need strong defense, and again, maybe some ups and downs in this game, but that's a game one, and that, again, can be building blocks and teaching points.
We've got some girls that have played varsity ball before, but obviously we're moving them around in different positions. Kelsey was at short last year. Claire's there this year. Riley's going to move around for us a little bit. We're going to have people who are multiple functional, and it's going to be okay. We're going to be have a little lumps here and there, and we'll make some mistakes, but by the end it'll be time to go.
You talk about that defense and that fielding. I think something, again, that April pointed out, when you have fielding pitchers, again, like Riley and Kelsey, who are very comfortable fielding the ball, and we saw the ball put in play to them multiple times, and they were really strong in the field.
Yes, I mean, that is definitely the difference in their pitching staff this year versus last year. I mean, last year, obviously, we got the strikeouts from Katie, but Riley and Kelsey are both more athletic. They're going to come and get the ball. The bunting is going to be a lot tougher on us this year. We're going to be able to handle it a lot better.
What were you most pleased with? What did you tell the team after this and said, hey, this is something that we can kind of hang our hat on today and say we did this well, and if we continue doing this, do this and build on it, we'll be in good spots?
Yeah, what we did today is they stuck with it. I mean, we had chances where we could have packed it up and went home, but they just kept playing. They kept working. Got down, got herself some runs, give some runs up, and just kept playing. And that each one of them is out there working hard, and they have each other's back.
Well, Coach, it was a lot of fun. You've got a good opponent coming in on Monday. We'll be there for you. with Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran. You'll get your home opener then. And again, appreciate the chance to be back to softball, even on a day that isn't nearly as warm as I think it was supposed to be. But great to be back here. And what do you know? We got the whole game in. So.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, thanks for having us here or kind of joining us, and this is a lot of fun.
It really is. Coach Rick Ruff, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
We'll step out and be back in 2 minutes. We'll have a few highlights here on WOGO Sports as McDonnell wins their season opener in extras 9-8 here on the road at Altoona.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls wishes McDonald Baseball and Softball the best of luck this season. Just like strong practice habits are the backbone of a championship team, the wiring is the backbone of your home or business. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric in Chippewa Falls, proud to back the Max.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Post-game show here on WOGO. Again, if you're watching on the live video stream on YouTube, some JV innings on a beautiful but kind of chilly night here in Altoona. Let's take a listen to how the game sounded. Some of your post-game highlights here on WOGO Sports as McDonald wins it in extras 9-8. Here's how it sounded.
Or just looking to make some home improvement.
1-0 Altoona. Brings up Emma Mankey. Grounder gets past Keegan Winger, gloved by Claire Ruff, and she throws to first.
Good defense.
The top of the third to lead 2-1. Swing and a miss.
Right on the inside corner, got
it. For Lily Duquesne. So quickly ahead 0-2. Duquesne is the center fielder, number 5. Again, still the first time through the batting order for Altoona. For Bremnes, big swinging strike 3. First punch out of the game, I do believe.
I think so, too. And you can tell they're getting a little more comfortable because the speed between pitches is getting less and less. She's starting to work faster.
Roth still in the circle. She misses just outside. A 1-2-3 inning. For McDonald, Kelsey Bremnes. Long drive for Keegan Winger. Way back over the center fielder's head and cruising into second for a stand-up double miss. Keegan Winger.
That was a great hit. I mean, it hung in the air forever, but center field just wasn't able to make the play.
Double for Winger.
None outs here in the top of the fifth at Altoona. High rise ball, and that is going to send a runner into score, perhaps sliding under the tag is Aubrey Byer, and we are tied.
I was a little unsure about that one for a second, but she just screwed it under it.
Make her put it across the plate. Count is full with the bases full. LeBrant drives one over the shortstop's head all the way back to the fence. One is in. A second run coming in. Rounding third. Bremnes chugging toward home. And a beautiful slide. A three-run double for Lizzie LeBrant. And McDonald leads 7-3. Time up. This time she'll drop it toward third. Hard throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman. Riley's going to round first. Head to second. And coming in to score, Lauren Buescher, and McDonald has retaken the lead. 8-7. Riley actually goes all the way to third on the overthrow. And extras, top of the eighth, on the road at Altoona. Claire Ruff, the sophomore. She'll drive one right over the second baseman's head. Riley Christensen Richardson easily into score, and McDonald leads by two runs once again, 9-7. Extras here at Hagen Field. One out, none on. Tying run at the plate for the Lady Rails of Altoona. Bremnes, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and that's a big punch out for the McDonald sophomore for the second out of the inning. Altoona down to their last strike.
And for Kelsey, this is where you want to be. You're up 0-2, so the batter has to be really aggressive, and you can play around with your pitches more.
Kelsey Bremnes ahead 0-2. The pitch, swinging strike three, a punch out, and McDonald wins their first game of the season. The final here from Altoona. The McDonald Lady Backs 9, the Altoona Lady Rails 8. What a fun game we've had. And that's how it sounded here on WOGO Sports. Thanks for hanging with us. Here on WOGO, you can see over my right shoulder. Oh, he disappeared for a second. But, yeah, this man has a birthday tomorrow, our camera operator and video producer, Sam Aberle. And thank you, Sam, again, as we had some unexpected issues that I'm not really sure if we could have foretold at all that the iPad was going to shut off a few times here. But Sam, again, was able to keep things going smoothly while I try to not panic. And again, we appreciate you all so much for hanging with us here in our first ever live video broadcast for softball, and again planning to technology permitting broadcast live all of our baseball and softball coverage. You can see our planned schedule at the WOGO Sports website, WOGO.com. We appreciate you so much for watching and listening, whether it's on the radio dials of 103.1 FM AM 680 or WOGO.com, or here on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube or Facebook. Always a joy to be part of high school athletics, and we appreciate again all of the sponsors making these broadcasts possible again as well. As the sun is starting to set here in Altoona, and you're seeing on the live video stream a few of the JV innings as well too, we'll bid you adieu for the night from Jerry Hagen Field in Altoona. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Lady Max 9, the Altoona Lady Rails 8 in extra innings. This has been McDonald Lady Max Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Altoona.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Max is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, H&R Electric, Stelter Incorporated, East Loken & Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, and Quality Propane and Fuels. This has been McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.